said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Then Abraham put forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide, as it is said to this day. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven, and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your descendants shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away heard the cry of your people. Send your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery. Free us from the tyranny of sin and death. And by the leading of your Spirit given to us in baptism, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The restoration of Israel foreshadows the resurrection of those who believe in Christ. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me round among them, and behold, there were very many upon the valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
sincerity and truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Walk in unity of life.
This is the Easter homily of St. John of Damascus, one of the greatest minds of the patristic era. And it's customary in the Eastern Church to read his Easter homily at the vigil, so that will do, and there is indeed some audience participation in it. So the Easter homily of St. John of Damascus. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this bright, beautiful festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of the Lord. Are there any weary with fasting? Let them now receive their wages. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their due reward. If any have come after the third hour, let him with gratitude join the feast. And he that arrived at the sixth hour, let him not doubt, for he too shall sustain no loss. And if any delayed until the ninth hour, let him not hesitate, but let him come too. And him who arrived only at the 11th hour, let him not be afraid by reason of his delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour, as well as to him that toiled from the first. To this one he gives, and upon another he bestows. He accepts the works as he greets the endeavor, the deed he honors, and the intention he commends. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Sober and slothful, celebrate the day. You that have kept the fast and you that have not, rejoice today, for the table is richly laden. Feast royally on it, the calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the cup of faith. Enjoy all the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve at his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He destroyed hell when he descended into it. He put it into an uproar, even as hell tasted of his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, have been troubled by encountering him below." Hell was in an uproar because it was done away with. Hell was in an uproar because it is mocked. Hell is in an uproar, for it is destroyed. Hell was in an uproar, for it is annihilated. Hell was in an uproar, for now it is made captive. Hell took a body and discovered God. Hell took earth and encountered heaven. Hell took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, becomes the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever.
Amen.
Please stand for the litany of the saints in procession to the font.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Have a seat.
A happy Easter to all of you. If you're visiting with us, a warm welcome. If you take a moment to fill out one of those cards, and pews will have the record of your visit. In addition to the baptisms today, we have a number of children of the parish who are receiving personal communion for the first time. And that class consists of Joseph and Joshua Asher, Will Helfer, Davis Miller, Ethan Russo, Erica Stanley, Dakota Williams, and of course TJ and Grace be baptized today. Now they are responsible for making the bread which is used at the Eucharist today. So complaints can be directed to them. Our reception follows in the Great Hall immediately following Mass. I know you've all been fasting away, so this is a good way to break your fast. Please stay. My dear brothers and sisters, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another the sign. Thank you.
for the remembrance